Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. One of the great seven till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We got Ken Grumbach here on the show. He's one of the greats. Author of The Age Curve, one of my favorite books in my library. He is the purveyor of KGCDirect.com, right, Ken? Is that right?
Correct.
KGC Direct. I've been telling you about that website for, golly, closer to 16 than the 15 years. And,
yeah.
And we'll be celebrating his 16th anniversary in a couple of 3 months. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the impact, folks, of the generational waves, the retirement and the... And they wandering off, moseying off into the 2 minute warning of our lives, the baby boomers, and then we got this wave of Gen Xers are coming along, not as many that are going to have to pick up the pace and fill in the slots, and then we got all these we got these whippersnapper Gen Ys, these millennials, these digital natives coming along, and they got their own attitudes. They're bringing their own attitudes with them, and sometimes. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, and so they're changing a lot. They're going to be changing a lot, folks, over the next what, Ken? Over the next 10, 15 years, their influence is going to be very measurable, isn't it?
Well, one of the places is it will show up. Look at it this way: this is the biggest generation in the history of our nation, and they don't have any money yet, so their influence is limited by their money. However, they're getting jobs. Their unemployment numbers are going to drop like a stone because the boomers are retiring at one end, plus you have all kinds of opportunity in the United States, and the economy is restoring. When the economy restores, jobs restore. As soon as they have money, one of the places that you're going to see their influence is going to be retail.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the places that is definitely going to change is going to be the supermarket. Mm-hmm. I think the meat counter, the raw meat counter, is going to disappear. I think you're going to see a lot more of prepared foods. Now, good, bad, I don't know.
Are you saying millennials are not going to cook?
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
So don't invest in the convection oven industry. Is that what you're saying?
You probably wouldn't want to.
Yeah, okay, and maybe invest in microwaves or something?
Toaster
ovens?
they'll be able to put down a big, beautiful meal in a fraction of the time because they will buy it prepared or buy it sort of cooked,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll enhance it themselves.
So services, you're talking about services then, aren't you?
Well, that's another thing. If you've seen what's happening to the companies that prepare your dinner for you that you can pick up on the way home, companies like that are going through the roof.
Yeah.
And it's where it is. It's they're not going to, you know. Yes, they may have dinner parties and they may have special occasions, but for the most part, you can get really, really good food another way. Another thing that's going to be interesting about this group is they're very concerned about nutrition and they're concerned about transparency. So I'm told, there's a possibility that food will be sold.
So they don't mind putting ink under their skin, but they want to watch what goes into their belly. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's kind of strange, isn't it?
A little paradox there, isn't there?
Yeah, big time. But that's what it is. So they're very concerned. They're concerned about transparency. And I don't know whether you've been noticing this, too, but on national brand advertising, everything is what the company is doing for, you know, to make the world a better place.
Yeah, values.
An entire
chapter in my new book, The Age of the Customer, is on values, putting an S on you and I spent our entire careers for 10,000 years. We've talked about delivering value, and all we have to do now is put an S on the end of that, and that's where your new customers are going to be focused.
It is going to change everything. It's going to change retail, Jim. It's going to change you and I. It's going to change the way we buy stuff. And unfortunately, Walmart and big box retailers that have taken over and sold solely on the basis of having something and having it at the lowest price,
mm-hmm.
have to take into consideration a whole new dimension, and that's values. So I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I do know that when Generation Y generates their own money, has money to spend, becomes the big consumer,
right,
everything's going to change.
Not only because, yeah, because they're different, and there's a lot of them, right?
A ton.
Yeah. A lot of them. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Always my pleasure.
KGC Direct is his website. The Age Curve is the book. How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. It's what he was just talking about, folks. You need to know what Ken's up to, so check him out there. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. I got to take a quick one before the break. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.